This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Globally, there are more than 3.5 million confirmed coronavirus cases, and nearly 250,000 people have died from COVID-19. More people have died in the United States than anywhere else, with nearly 70,000 deaths out of more than 1.1 million confirmed cases. The World Health Organization hailed the billions of dollars raised Monday during a teleconference of world leaders to boost development of a coronavirus vaccine as a strong show of global solidarity. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a virtual briefing, quote, "This was a powerful and inspiring demonstration of global solidarity," end quote. The $8.1 billion raised will go towards the development and distribution of a vaccine for the virus that causes COVID-19. Monday, the United States played down the European-led telethon from which Washington was absent. A senior U.S. official told reporters, "As the global leader in COVID-19 foreign assistance, we welcome the EU efforts to secure pledges for additional contributions to combat the pandemic," end quote. Pressed on why the U.S. was staying away, the official called the EU effort one of many pledging efforts that are going on and said Washington is at the forefront of those international efforts. Italy is among the countries easing social distancing restrictions Monday, including reopening factories, construction sites, hairdressers, and libraries. Other countries reopening include Germany, Spain, Nigeria, Azerbaijan, Malaysia, and Lebanon. In Spain, some small businesses, such as hairdressers, can reopen for individual customer appointments. In Germany, schools start opening in some regions. Monday, the Food and Drug Administration tightened its oversight of coronavirus antibody tests after the market was flooded with dubious tests. Companies selling antibody tests which determine whether someone has been infected must submit data to prove their accuracy. This is